This conference is being recorded.
All right, so welcome to the Monday Heart Start call. How we can address the stress of pain with the power of the heart. We really want to thank you for joining us, whether you're joining live or listening to this call recorded. For those of you who don't know, my name is Sheva Carr, and I am the CEO of a company called Sierra. And Sierra is a word, an invented word, to define a great feeling. We've got lots of words to describe our stress. Stress itself is a word that has become so commonly. And yet I was looking for what's a word that would describe the opposite of stress. It's not really peace, because sometimes I just want to jump for joy and throw my arms over my head. It's not exactly peaceful, but it's definitely not stressful. So what's a word that combines the passion, the inspiration, the well-being that I feel when I'm stressed out? And I don't know.
Sheva, you're breaking up.
Am I? We're going to have to use our tools here. How's that? Is that better?
Sounds better.
Great. Thank you for letting me know, Darshan. At Sierra, we give individuals and healthcare providers and organizations and even nations, we've trained governments, a scientifically proven roadmap to get to that great feeling that we're calling Sierra and receive all the health benefits that that brings, the improvements to performance on the job, improvements to relationships, and sustain that great feeling no matter what's going on around them. And that's really a key to what we're offering, both on these Heart Start to Your Week calls, as well as in our trainings, is the fact that stress is not circumstances or situations. The good news is that stress is our reaction to those things. And we can always shift our reaction. We may not be able to control situations or circumstances, but we can always shift our reaction. And pain can be a circumstance, a situation, physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain. Sometimes, and I've been in situations, I'm sure many of you have, where the situation itself is painful. I stepped on a drinking glass once. Ow, that hurt. That was a painful situation. Our reaction to that is what we can control. And so whether you're right now experiencing acute pain or you're suffering from some kind of long-term chronic pain that eats away at you on a daily basis, you can be comforted out of the gate by knowing that the pain itself is not who you are. Pain is a circumstance, it's a situation. And by changing your response to that situation, and occasionally even your perception of it, we have some research that proves that the pain itself can shift, that you can take some power back in the situation. And it turns out that the heart can be one gateway to facilitate that to happen. Sierra as a company is licensed by another company called HeartMath that has been researching the physiology and impact of stress for 20 years, and out of that developed a system of tools that help people access positive feeling states like Sierra, and also been able to prove that not only does that feel good, but it is good for you. So it turns out that feeling good creates a distinctly ordered rhythm in the heart. Now you may say, well, how can I feel good if I'm in pain? That seems like an oxymoron. There are ways to access positive feelings, even in the midst of pain. That's one of the things that we teach people how to do. And when they do access those feelings, it creates a distinctly ordered rhythm in the heart. That ordered rhythm in the heart improves brain function, improves immunity, synchronizes the nervous system, which, by the way, is influencing 97% of your body's functions. So synchronizing the nervous system alone can help to begin to have impact on pain. It balances hormone levels, reduces stress hormones, increases energy and stamina, helps you get to more optimum weight, facilitates optimum blood pressure, clearer thinking and decision making. And the pain relief is something that comes from actual tangible results that occur due to those changes in heart rhythm and synchronization. Okay. Reversing many of the underlying causes of anxiety, depression, and stress without drugs. So how does all that happen? I'm laughing myself at it because it's just my own gratitude at having these tools and this resource. We'll talk about that tonight. Tonight we're going to outline for you the science of what it is to feel good. And someone is walking up to me in this instant, needing my attention.
Do you mind if I take your stuff out and put it behind my desk?
Excuse me, you guys. I apologize. Hold on one second. No, that's fine. Perfect. Thank you. Sorry about that, you guys.
All right.
So tonight we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the science of feeling good and how that can actually impact both physical and emotional pain. You'll learn the physiology of feeling good. What is it that gets in the way of that? How pain can obstruct that and what you can do about it so that you can learn how to feel better more often and help others to do the same. This is like an hors d'oeuvre, so I can't promise to give you everything that you would need to know in 1 hour to do that, but we will cover a good sense of the overview of it, and then we'll talk about how to get more, how you could eat the whole feast. So you get the appetizer and where you can buy the meal. And so I want to turn our attention again, for the sake of those listening to the recording, just for a moment to something you appreciate about yourself. Why are we doing that? On most of our FIERA calls and on our trainings, there are people who are struggling with pain of some sort. It could be health challenges that are creating physical pain, relationship problems that are creating emotional pain, money issues that are creating psychological pain, eating disorders, or even career issues that people are struggling with where there's a gap between where they are and where they want to be. Some people are athletes who are looking to get their cutting edge, and there's a pain at not being where they know their potential is. Anxiety, depression, obesity, all these things in their own way create pain. For some people, the pain of being ostracized because of how they look, because of their obesity, or the pain of the shame that they put on themselves for whatever they're struggling with. And one of the side effects of constant and chronic pain, or even acute pain, can be self-judgment. We lose touch with our own value, we lose touch with our esteem, and that's a form of stress, because there's this instant knee-jerk reaction that happens with a lot of my clients at FIERA, that when they experience pain, it feels like a punishment. And so giving pain that meaning, reacting to it as if it's a punishment increases the pain because it adds psychological and emotional pain and stress on top of the pain we're already feeling. So one antidote to that is just to take a moment and remember to appreciate yourself. Find a new sense of esteem. A renewed esteem. It's one of the things that these Heart Start calls are designed to give people is what we call an oasis of positivity, a chance to push the pause button on the momentum of daily stressors. In this case, we're talking now about pain, but it could be any situation that you find stressful. Because pain is a situation, and stress is not a situation. Stress is our reaction to situations. So as we're facing these daily stressful situations, Heart Start calls are a chance to step out of that and remember, oh yeah, it's not the situation that's the stressor. Or that's the stress, I should say. The situation might be the stressor, but it's not the stress. The stress is my reaction. And I can manage that. I can take control there with my reaction. So whether it's pain or some other stressful situation you're facing, on this Heart Start call, you can take a step back. Re-access the potential of your heart to bring hope. Because in there lies the potential to change your reaction and then to change the outcome. Relative to changing outcomes with pain, we actually have some research. And so I want to give you guys a way to reach me in case you'd like to receive an email outlining the literal changes that happen in the vagus nerve when you generate these positive feelings like self-appreciation. There's vagus nerve interactions that occur when the heart rhythm goes into that ordered pattern with the power of appreciation or other heartfelt feelings that we teach people to access in our workshops that can help to reduce the experience of pain without drugs. So if anyone would like to receive that research paper, you can write to me, Sheva, which is S like Sam, H like Happy, E like Elephant, V like Victorious, A like Apple, Sheva, at Sierra, F like Fun, Y like Yellow, ERA.com, Sheva at Sierra.com. Or you can also call me, which is 310-581-1507. That's my direct line. If you have questions that don't end up getting answered in the call, or you'd like to receive a copy of this research paper on how heart coherence generated through positive emotion affects afferent vagal nerve perceptions and changes experiences of pain levels. So you can directly impact your pain with your emotional state. The truth is, whether your pain level changes or not, when your emotional state changes, your quality of life changes, and then you've stopped the pain from robbing you of your quality of life. So that's another thing that the Heart Start tools, or the Heart Start calls, I should say, are designed to do, is introduce you to the power of the heart mass system as taught through FIERA trainings, so that you can see clear avenues of hope out of the stress mess. In this case, with regards to pain, where you may experience a physical pain, a situation, or even emotional pain, a situation, that you don't have direct control over the situation. But knowing that there are tools that you could actually use to shift your perception of the situation and your response to it puts the power back in you. With practical tools at your fingertips, you could have the power to honestly say, some of you have heard me quote this before, but I love it so much, what Patch Adams said to me a few weeks ago. When I was 17 years old, this insane asylum, I decided that I would never have another bad day again in my life. And he says that he has kept his word for 40 years. HeartMath tools are the how-to to make that real, where you could say that and know that you mean it. A practical path where you can actually create a better quality of life, even with stressful situations like pain. So whether you or someone you love has a health concern or a pain that they want answers for, they're seeking relief from multitudes of pain, whether it's physical or emotional, these calls are a place where you can hear the how-to of how to start. And so that's why we call them Heart Start, because it's in accessing the power and intelligence of your heart. I've had a lot of experience with physical pain. As a matter of fact, it was physical pain that led me to the work that I do now. Some of you know that I lived in a war zone when I was a teenager, and I suffered from very severe post-traumatic stress. I don't know if any of you have seen on CNN lately, they've been running a lot of stories about soldiers returning from in or still working in, deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, who are suffering from post-traumatic stress. And post-traumatic stress is not just mental and emotional, it's physiological, it's physical. It affects the nervous system, which I'll say again, is affecting 97% of your body's function. So that meant that my post-traumatic stress shut down several systems in my body. My immune system went into hyperdrive, so I had very severe and uncomfortable allergies that were causing me a lot of pain, including food allergies that gave me a lot of stomach pain, chronic stomach pain. And I went into menopause early at age 20, so I was also having all kinds of pain associated with that, even pain in my legs. And some people listening to the call may be going through menopause, and then you know that through the hormone changes that occur there, you get all kinds of physical aches and pains that you may not have ever experienced before. So your pain vocabulary expands, and it And as pain vocabulary expands, the gift potential in that is that your positive feeling state vocabulary can also expand, and in fact needs to, in order to alleviate and overcome the pain. And that's what we can teach you. Through accessing the power of the heart, you can reference new ways and new levels of feeling good in response to and care for your pain. Compassion is one of the most important places to start there. Having compassion for yourself and compassion for your pain. Like other heart feelings. And this is true, by the way, as well, if you have a loved one who's in pain. Because often, to be a loved one of someone who's in pain is as stressful or more stressful than actually being in pain yourself. So learning how to have compassion for yourself or someone else when they're in pain helps to alleviate your own stress as well as theirs. And as the paper that I can send to those of you who would like to receive it shows, that actually also helps to reduce the pain level. So the HeartMath system and accessing heart intelligence and the power that that has to synchronize the nervous system through positive feeling states is directly related to being able to take your power back when it comes to pain, your own or that of others. Compassion is a place to start. So let's just take a moment and see where could you, instead of resisting pain, judging pain, being angry at pain, being angry at yourself for being in pain or at someone else for being in pain, where could you inject compassion into that situation instead? When I came back from Nicaragua and I was in severe chronic emotional and physical pain, especially stomach pain, almost 24/7. I'll never forget, after 5 years of experiencing almost nonstop physical pain, I drove up to yet another healthcare practitioner's office looking for answers. This time I was trying acupuncture, which I had never tried before. And I was walking up the stairs, I had this weird premonition that I'd reached some kind of pot of gold at the end of my very uncomfortable rainbow, rain of tears, rain of terror, bow. And I don't know exactly what gave me that feeling, except that there is heart math research now that the heart knows before the brain knows. That intuition is real. It's one of the things that researchers at HeartMath are focusing on now, is in particular, is intuition research. Something in me had an intuition as I was walking upstairs to my acupuncturist's office. My heart knew. And when I arrived, there was nothing particularly different about my visit with her. It was, you know, standard. I sat in the waiting room. She let me into her office. She sat, she asked me about my health history and my symptoms. She took my pulses. She looked at my tongue. She palpated my abdomen. It was all pretty standard stuff. But it brings tears to my eyes even now. It makes me want to find this person. Her name was Pamela. Funny that I would remember that after all these years. To let her know of the impact that that moment had in my life. Because unlike the hospitalizations I'd experienced up until that point and the other doctors I'd visited, what I experienced from her was a palpable, tangible compassion. I felt that she really cared, and not that she was worried about me the way my parents cared about me. It wasn't worry that I felt. It wasn't pity, which I also felt from my parents at the time. All of those are forms of what we would call, in HeartMath terms, overcare. Worry, pity, they come from a true care behind them. My parents certainly cared about me immensely, but they cared so much that they overcared to the point where they were adding to my stress their worry and their pity. So I didn't feel that from her. I didn't feel indifference, which I felt from some of the other medical professionals that were working on me, that walked in and treated me as if I was a medical chart instead of a person. One of them even walked in and said, "Oh, this is the irritable bowel syndrome." I said to that doctor, "No, actually, I'm Sheva." So I didn't feel those things, that indifference, or the overcare and the worry. What I felt from her was compassion. And so, before her treatment even began, my pain improved just sitting with her. Well, now I can explain that from this research paper, which I can send you, that was done on the vagus nerve and pain. And what happens when we experience heart feelings, because compassion is a heartfelt feeling that creates coherence in the heart rhythm. Sitting there with her, my stomach pain went away for the first time completely in 5 years, before she even put a needle in my body. The power of the coherent field of her compassion ended for a moment in time my pain. I couldn't explain that at the time. Now I can. So compassion can be a powerful tool to end our own pain and each other's pain. So again, let's just take a moment and radiate compassion to places of your own where you've had pain, or to people you know now who may be in pain. That's one way that the power of the heart can help us address the stress of pain. And I got it right away from her. It became contagious in the sense that I could see that my pain had been creating pain for my family, who had been watching me in pain and felt powerless to help. And so suddenly the compassion spread just the way the pain had spread like a contagion. The compassion spread, the power of the heart spread. And I was able to go home from that first acupuncture treatment with her and feel a well of compassion for my parents and the pain that they'd been in feeling powerless. And suddenly, we enjoyed each other's company for the first time in months. We sat down to dinner together. Instead of arguing, we experienced the love we had for one another. And so more pain got lifted. That's an example of the power of the heart in my own life as it helped to deal with chronic pain, as it actually became the solution to chronic pain. Through the power of compassion and caring and transforming worry and pity and self-pity, because that's a place that I lived in for a long time. I had a green card visa permanent resident status in self-pity city. And it's easy to feel sorry for ourselves when we're in pain, but that doesn't help the pain either. Transforming self-pity into compassion helps to transform our pain. But the power of the heart can also be extremely practical and useful in situations of acute pain. For example, when I stepped on the glass, as I mentioned earlier, it sliced my foot in half, and I went into immediate shock. So that I looked at the person standing next to me, and I said, "Oh, can you get me a Band-Aid?" Well, the person standing next to me looked at my foot and at the pool of blood on the floor and said, "No, I think I'll take you to the hospital." So when we go into shock, one of our stress reactions to pain is numbness. And numbness can actually create more stress. My numbness to the severity of what I had just experienced would have been a problem if I didn't have a friend there who saw what was needed and handled it. When he said that, it sobered me up. It brought me back to my heart. And I looked down and saw the situation, and I started to pass out. Well, I caught myself against the wall, and I thought, you know what, I really don't want to pass out here. So I used a tool in that moment, a tool called quick coherence, that we teach in the Beginner Heart Math Workshop. And in using the Quick Coherence tool, some very interesting things happened. One, I got the benefit of the pain that I had instantly numbed because it communicated to me what I needed to hear from my body about how to take care of myself. So pain is not always a bad thing. Pain is part of our intelligence. It's designed to let us know and signal when something is wrong and how we need to respond. When we react to pain as stress by numbing ourselves, either in denial or in any of the other tools that we might use to numb or escape, like addictive behavior, alcohol, overeating, to numb our pain, even overusing certain drugs like aspirin or Tylenol, over-the-counter painkillers, and then getting addicted to those. What we do is we intervene in an intelligence that's trying to help give us a better quality of life. That's really the purpose of any type of pain, whether it's physical or emotional. It's a communication that's designed to help us respond more appropriately or with more care, with more compassion, so that we can have a better quality of life. Well, right then and there, when I split my foot in two, what I needed to respond to that pain was to get myself to the hospital. And it was going to help to do that if I stayed conscious. And so I kept using this tool, quick coherence, combined with a tool that is taught in our intermediate workshop called attitude breathing. And I use those two tools and stayed conscious for 9 hours through the entire process of getting to the hospital, being at the hospital, until finally they took me into surgery, which they had to do to remove glass from my foot. But in the meantime, the minute I started using those CART tools in response to that situation, the bleeding stopped. So using, again, the power of the heart in direct response to painful physical situations even, can have very powerful impact on our health and well-being through those situations, as well as the decisions that we make in that process. Going to the heart in that crisis moment gave me the presence of mind to realize that I could have herbs on hand. By that time, I was already a licensed acupuncturist, because that moment way back, sitting with that acupuncturist and the level of compassion that I felt and the experience I had of the pain going away just from her compassion alone was a significant enough impact in my life to cause me to become what she was. That was the power of her role modeling. So by this time, I was an acupuncturist, and I had a cupboard full of herbs, and I got the presence of mind to go and get herbs to continue to help stop the bleeding and help the healing of the wound I just created. I wouldn't have thought of any of that had I not had tools at my disposal to access the power of the heart in that pain crisis. So it stopped the bleeding, and then it led me through a whole series of procedures where I was able to get the best medical care. My heart guidance there told me, like an internal GPS system, exactly what hospital to go to. By coincidence, there was an orthopedic surgeon available that afternoon for surgery that I would have had to wait for if he hadn't been there. He'd been prepped for something else that was canceled. And so they actually saved the functionality of my foot that day. Similarly, post-operatively, they wanted to put my foot in a cast. Instantly, I experienced a lot of pain. So the power of the heart and listening to the heart can help us access the message pain has come to deliver. Pain is like a telephone call. Or better yet, like a 2-year-old tugging at your shirt sleeve. Or a fire alarm. When you pay attention to it, when you pick up the phone and you get the communication on the other end, it stops ringing. When you listen to the 2-year-old, you can respond. When you are able to hear what the message is that your pain brings, and there are heart math tools we teach that are specific that allow you to listen, because the heart has that possibility. Being in the body, it's in there with everything, with where your pain is. It's also where your emotional pain is, isn't it? We have language in our culture that points to the heart as a source of emotional pain. I have a broken heart. We even say it that way. There is a specific way that you can access your heart intelligence to hear what your pain, whether it's a broken-hearted pain, emotional pain, or a physical pain, is telling you, and then you can respond. And so when they put the cast on my foot and it hurt, and I used the heart math tools that we teach in the beginner workshop, perception shift tool and the freeze frame tool, to get heart guidance in response to that pain, I was able to access powerful intuition that told me, in spite of what 3 orthopedic surgeons told me, that I needed a cast, to take the cast off my foot. I couldn't have told you the exact reasons why I needed to do that, although now I can. Having treated dozens of people in my acupuncture clinic after they've had casts on their feet for back problems because they've been walking out of alignment for once, as a dancer, I wanted to get full micromobility and strength back in my foot. And my intuition was telling me, when the cast was painful to get it off, that I needed to rehabilitate my foot on my own without a cast on it, to not be weight-bearing in the beginning. And so I was able, by listening very acutely and very intently to the micropains of my to re-strengthen the muscles there. All of that using, in a practical step-by-step way, the heart math tools. So that now, where they weren't sure I'd ever be able to walk again, I can dance in toe shoes again. So not only did the heart math tools help me to deal with the pain, but they helped me respond to it in such a way that I had a much better outcome than any of the staff and team of doctors that were working with me anticipated. I was their miracle, even though I had been guided to do some of the, to not to do some of the things that they'd recommended. So in very practical and very tangible ways, the power of the heart can help to deal with and respond to pain. It can help to deal with the pain that we layer on top of pain as well. Because one of the things that pain does is it's communicating the message to the body that something is wrong. When the body and the brain get that message, it activates the limbic brain, the amygdala. We talk about this in depth in the Beginner Heart Math Workshop. The amygdala is designed for your survival. It has pattern recognition, but it's not designed for problem solving. So when you go into survival mode, which pain can trigger, it's harder to think. Because the higher centers of the brain that are responsible for thinking and problem solving shut down in that mode. When you use heart tools to respond to pain rather than react to pain, you can reopen the higher centers of the brain to access more solutions to your pain, as I did with the foot. And that takes tools because pain is a signal for the body there's something wrong, and our knee-jerk response is to go into survival mode when we're in pain, making it more difficult to think clearly, making it more difficult to know what we're feeling. Using the power of the heart can reopen those brain centers so that we have more accurate perceptions of what's happening and can come up with more empowering solutions to respond. Pain can also be very isolating because when you're in pain, it's hard to imagine that someone else knows what you're experiencing. So the power of the heart can help to bridge the gap between some of the social and emotional isolation that occurs when we're in pain. There are tools specifically designed to help us communicate better. I think about, I don't know how many of you have seen the footage of the young man that committed the massacre at Virginia Tech. He was clearly in an enormous amount of pain. And the social isolation that occurs with pain becomes a vicious downward spiral that increases stress. That's something that we can solve with the power of the heart. The heart opens up pathways of communication where there weren't any. Where new possibility becomes, where new avenues of communication become possible. I heard an interview with the young man's roommates, and they said, we tried to talk to him, but it was like talking to a brick wall. He just wouldn't respond. Extreme levels of pain, whether they're emotional or physical, can create that wall between loved ones. That's stressful for you if you know someone who's in pain or if you're in pain. And so we can, the power of the heart and communication tools from the heart have, can help break through that pain barrier. That's what my acupuncturist did with me the day that I was in the fifth year of my stomach pain. Something about the level of compassion that she radiated to me. She was using heart tools. allowed me to feel connected to for the first time in a long time. It broke the pain of social isolation that had occurred from my physical pain. So it lifted that veil of stress, and that in turn helped to heal the physical pain. So I promised tonight that I would pave a practical path in the how-to of how to start feeling better more often with the power of the heart. Compassion is one thing that we've said. Neutrality is another. Being neutral about your pain. The first thing we do when we experience pain is it's bad. Remembering instead from a state of more neutrality that pain is, all pain is a messenger. It's a telephone call. You can start responding to your pain first with compassion and then with a question. What is the message this pain is coming here to bring me? So first compassion, then listening. Listening from the heart. What is the message this pain is coming here to bring me? Then to respond from the heart. And to make a conscious choice not to let your pain isolate you. To speak your pain, to share it with someone else, to elicit compassion from someone else. Knowing that when they're in a state of compassion, guess what? That's good for them too. That brings their heart rhythm into balance. That alleviates their stress. Their compassion for you is a salve for them. Remembering that can help you remember not to choose isolation in reaction to your pain, because that adds more stress to you, more stress to the people you love who want to be there to help you. And when you see someone else who's in pain, you can use those same heart principles, which we teach you in the beginner workshop, practically how to access. Because I understand in an hour how much can we cover. It's one thing to say, be compassionate, be neutral, listen to your pain, respond with compassion, respond by being heart vulnerable and sharing rather than isolating. These are all heart math tools. There's a practical step-by-step way to do that so that that's not just conceptual, but it can be actual. The rubber can meet the wubba. Okay. Apparently my lips have turned to wubba too. The rubber can meet the road. And the beginner workshop is a good place to begin to make that actual. In the beginner workshop, we teach you more about the science behind this. So that when you're in stress, when you're in pain, your brain can become your ally instead of your enemy. Instead of negative self-talk about your pain or at yourself for being in pain, you can turn your brain into a reminder message like my Outlook program flashes at me. Hey, remember, pain is part of incoherence and maybe you could use a heart tool to bring more order to your system right now. The science turns your mind into an ally to help you remember to actualize the tools. You also get your own stress iPod, it's been called, an M-Wave, which is a biofeedback technology that is written about in the article I can send you. Using the biofeedback technology, actually changing the vagal nerve interactions, you get pain reduction. And all of that can help you on the spot, in the midst of pain, no matter what's going on, because I've been in situations where people have to work through their pain. Remember when I was a dancer and people would come to a performance with all kinds of injuries and have to work through that. They didn't have the chance to go lay down and get on their biofeedback technology. They were on stage in pain. Now it's a question of whether that was the best choice. But on the spot, in that situation, there are tools they could use on stage in the performance to neutralize their stress lower their stress hormones, thereby decreasing the inflammatory response in their body, increasing their rejuvenation hormones so they heal quicker from their injuries and not continue to aggravate the injury on stage in the performance in real time. As I mentioned, we teach you tools to be able to communicate through pain, whether it's physical or emotional, so that the way that pain can down your brain doesn't have to isolate you socially. And we teach you ways to reset the baseline of your nervous system and your hormones so that the negative effects of stress aren't amplifying your pain with stress physiology of stress hormones and to synchronize nervous system. These are all very practical ways that the power of the heart can help you address pain, compassion and care for yourself and others. What I want to do right now is open up the call. And if any of you, by the way, are interested in that beginner workshop, the next in-person workshop, there's my wubbly lips again. I ask for your forgiveness and your compassion. I have been speaking since 6 o'clock this morning. It's time for me to just take a breath. I'm going to use my own tools right now and send some compassion to my tired lips. They don't mind, though. They're passionate to share this information with you. It's my greatest joy to see unnecessary suffering stop and the power of the HeartMath system, the HeartMath tools, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain you're experiencing, and the stress of that, or the pain that any other type of stress brings you, have been a very efficient, tangible, and practical way through the power of the heart to lift that in my own life and for others in the world. And that's what inspires me to be still going here 12 hours later. Increased stamina is definitely one of the benefits of learning these tools. So June 15th, 16th, 17th, those are the next dates for the next beginner workshop. And obviously these, I'm sorry?
June 15th, 16th, and 17th?
Yes, exactly. That's the dates for the next beginner workshop in L.A. And the Tuesday following those, no, actually that's not true. There will be another beginner teleclass starting 3 weeks from this Tuesday. I don't have that date in front of me, but if you're interested in that, you can always call me. Again, my number, 310-581-1507, or email me, Sheva, S-H-E-V-A, at Sierra.com. FYERA.com. I can give you the exact date. 3 weeks from Tuesday starts the next beginner telephone class. If you know anyone in pain, I really implore you to get them on that call or invite them to listen to this Heart Start call, because these tools help so much to alleviate people's pain. The recording of this call that's being done right now can be heard as a playback if you want to send it on to anyone or re-listen to it yourself at 641-985-5018. And the access code for that is the same one you use to dial into this, 515-668-POUND. I'll just repeat that, 641-985-5018, and the access code is 515-668-POUND. So you can forward that on to someone in pain as an act of compassion for them. What I want to do now is just open up the call in case any of you have questions or stories of your own that you want to share about the power of the heart to transform pain. And if you've muted yourself, just make sure you unmute yourself. I've had lots of times when people are speaking away and they don't realize it, that they're muted and we can't hear them. If there are no questions or stories, I'll just address a question that I hear very often, which is, how long will it take for my pain to stay to start learning about the heart? That's the how much further, Papa Smurf, question.
You're breaking up a little, Sheva.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Sounds better, yes.
The adventure of our and the challenge
up.
Of it. Still breaking up?
Yeah, you're kind of back now, but you're breaking up again in between there.
Well, I guess it's a good thing we're coming towards the end of the call then, huh? We're lucky it lasted as long as it did,
yeah.
You know. But anyway, I appreciate all of your patience with that, being that I was out of town in a different place. I guess my phone doesn't have good range here, training an organization where some of the people here have been in a lot of pain, both physically and emotionally, suffering from nervous conditions that have happened as a result of long-term chronic stress. A lot of pain can be averted by managing our stress. Pain is a source of a lot of doctor's visits, and the American Institute of Stress reports that 97% of doctor's visits are directly linked to stress. So just learning the simple access codes to the power of the heart to reverse stress can help prevent a lot of pain as well. But I'll answer the how much further, Papa Smurf, question, which is even just in accessing compassion right now for yourself or someone else's pain, does that feel good to you? Or does that feel better to you, even just a little bit better? That's what counts. With the power of the heart right here, right now, you may not always be able to get rid of pain, but you can always feel better. And feeling better more often is a good idea. One that can be practical for you. One that we can teach you how to do in a step-by-step process with the beginner class or the Heart Mastery Program, all the resources we're offering. I hope these Heart Start calls, this one in particular tonight, has helped move you in the direction of feeling better more.
Sheva?
Yes.
One thing, you know, that you said to me was so valuable was it was actually related to stress, but it's the same with pain, is that when you acknowledge that there are so many different types of things that were yet stress and may not be being registered as stress. And, you know, in speaking about that, I just realized that pain is a lot the same way. I was crippled as a child, and I had extreme pain in my legs, but it was the standard that I lived by, so I really didn't realize how much pain I was in, you know. And the subtleness of pain is I miss that a lot. And it's been really helpful since I've started to be willing to look to see if, you know, maybe something here is unrecognizable. I just need to be quiet and see what all is going on with my body. But, you know, it's been really helpful to just take these looks, you know, just to investigate a little, you know, so that the heart can do something.
Yes, and that's such a great thing that you're pointing out, is we become adapted to our pain. That's another stress reaction. We get so used to it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
When there's long-term chronic pain, it doesn't even register as pain anymore, and then we're not responding to ourselves compassionately, even though the pain is still there as a drain.
That's right. It's just exactly right. There's more like a block almost to ourselves, and, you know,
That's right. With
a hatred for my legs, you know.
Mm.
You know, I just blocked myself up to anything to do with my legs.
Mm. And, of course, do you think that helped the pain in your legs or made it worse?
Well, it avoided it for a long time, but then when the pain would break through, it would just be excruciating. You know, there was a change in my life later on, to where there was actually an affinity that started to develop for my legs.
Hmm.
Actually broke a run, you know, when I was 27, where I actually got faster than a walk, you know. But I can see where what you're sharing is just a direct line to towards, you know, some excruciating work I had to go through before I developed a little bit of affinity and affection for
yes.
my body.
Having that kindness towards ourselves can help us break from a walk or a crawl to a run in whatever area we bring that to. Because it's more efficient, actually, to care for, have compassion for, and love ourselves, have that affection towards ourselves. And as you pointed out, we can hate the parts of us that are in pain. We blame them for our discomfort, right? And then we miss the message it's trying to bring. And so absolutely, just acknowledging, that's the neutral aspect of it, that there is pain. It's a step. And for a lot of people who come to our workshops and come to our calls, it's that step that gets them on the road to a better life. It's acknowledging, hey, I actually am in stress, and stress is painful. That empowers you to be able to do something about it. So thank you so much, Darshan. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything they want to add or say before we close up for tonight? Well, we do have the capacity as caring individuals to make a difference in this world and change the level of pain in the world with our care. That's what really my whole life's work is about. And so at the end of this call here, let's just take a moment to pay it forward. Who could you share the good news of the heart with to help alleviate their pain? Even if it's just as my acupuncturist did, to sit with them in compassion or to pass the phone number on of this call. Where can you pay the heart forward? Because that's not really a payment. That's an investment. That makes it a better world for all of us. Thank you so much for joining the call, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.